Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Time to celebrate a little good news this morning. If you ever have something going on in your life, you can always call us and be our amen story of the morning. But this one kind of got me today. Do you ever wonder what the Girl Scouts that are selling cookies out in front of the grocery stores and in front of CVS? You see them all the time, right? Mm-hmm. They're selling the cookies. You ever wonder what they do with that money?
Ooh, yes, actually.
Actually, right? It's not something I thought about it until I saw this story. And then it's like, I do wonder what they do with this money. Well, there's a group of girls that decided that they would band together and raise money with their Girl Scout cookie sales, and they would help local community find lost dogs. They used all of the money that they raised to install microchip readers at the local library and also at a couple of other government offices around town, where people, if they find a dog, can just bring it in, get the microchip read, and they can find their dogs.
We decided that we wanted to help animals. It's devastating for us to see the lost pet signs around our community. Selling cookies is, of course, really fun, but it feels great knowing that we helped a lot of lost animals. I just think it's really fun to get to hang out with like my best friends and do good things for our community.
So how about those girls?
Oh my gosh, I want more cookies.
I know, right? Well, it was kind of funny. They said, you know what? None of this would be possible unless people loved our Girl Scout cookies. So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for these girls?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We believe in celebrating good news, because the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate. And if you have something good going on in your world or your community, you can always let us know. 713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. One of the biggest country stars in the world is a big women's basketball fan. The other night sent a video to Caitlin Clark during the WNBA draft.
I can speak for everybody all across the United States and the world, probably, that we've enjoyed watching you these last couple of years, and we can't wait to continue to do so. So congratulations, you earned it. Can't wait to see you out there.
Luke Combs, that's my favorite artist of all time. That's pretty cool.
That is actually pretty cool. He says that he has been a Caitlin Clark fan for a while.
Wow.
She went to the Indiana Fever in the WNBA draft.
First pick, right?
Yeah, first pick overall. And the big conversation at the NBA draft the other night was the maybe expanding by a couple of teams, and Houston was mentioned as a place that might get a team again.
It's surprising that we don't already have one.
We had one.
Like in the day?
Yeah, but okay. As a matter of fact, the Houston Comets.
Oh, okay.
And it were the Rockets, Houston Rockets.
Oh, that's
the
great.
Houston Comets.
That's a good one.
They won four WNBA championships consecutively. that has never been repeated, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They were the deal back in the day. The Houston Comets were the deal. So I think it would be cool if we got a WNBA team back here.
Have you ever seen the names of the WNBA teams? Like the Comets is a great team name.
Wait, Houston Comets?
Yeah. It matches perfectly. But the guys, the NBA gets like scary team names, like the Miami Heat. Like, we're bringing the heat. Mm-hmm. Or the Memphis Grizzlies.
Uh-huh. Right.
Golden State Warriors. But the WNBA has, like, the Atlanta Dream. We're the Dream.
Why are you skipping when you say
you have to, right? Like, these women are bad A. Uh-huh. And the fact that they're giving them names like the Dream. Uh-huh. I do have to skip, don't
you
I?
Do. You
have
Your
to
skip. You do, so.
All right, so I'm looking. I'm gonna let's play something called WNBA or WNBNay. So okay. I've got a couple.
You're ridiculous.
I have a couple of real team names from the WNBA, and then I have some that I made up. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hang on. We need a little hype music.
Oh, okay.
Mo, what do you think? A little hype music.
I love hype music.
You like it? Okay. How about this one?
This is my childhood. Is this Lil Bow Wow?
Yeah. Lil Bow Wow on this one. Yeah.
Yes. Do you know this?
Yes. Do you want to sing the high part and I'll do the rap part?
You really know it?
Of course.
This is from a movie.
What movie is it from?
Like Mike.
Hang on.
It's such a good song. I've never seen Like right, Mike. So, okay. I just know Bow Wow.
Okay. All right. Okay. So that's going to be our hype
teams.
Song for today. Okay. So.
All right. So we know that Atlanta Dream is
one of them.
Real WNBA team.
Right.
What about this one? The Dallas Wings.
The Dallas Wings?
That sounds like a hockey team.
I would say WNBNay.
That is WNBA.
Dallas has a WNBA team?
Yes, and they get the Mavericks, which is awesome. That's scary, right?
Yeah.
And the girls' team is the Wings.
What's their mascot? Like an angel?
It is, actually, yes. Oh, it's like a bird angel looking thing.
Okay.
All right, what about this one?
I'm ready.
The Boston Orchids.
Oh, no, that cannot
be. WNBNay.
You're right. They don't have a team. They don't have a team at all.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'm glad there's not an Orchids out there.
Embarrassing.
Okay. All right. What about the Philadelphia Glitter?
No way.
I think this might be true. I think it might be WNBA.
Really? No, nay.
The Philadelphia Glitter. I could see that.
No, it's a nay.
Oh, my gosh. That is a club for sure.
All right. One more. How about, let's see, the Chicago Sky.
Ooh, WNBA or WNBNay?
The Sky.
The boys team are the Bulls.
The Bulls.
Yes.
Bulls
and the Sky.
The
Those don't go together. No. But the Chicago Sky line is cool.
It is real. That is
really?
Yay.
Okay.
WNBA.
Okay, this is a new game. I like WNBA
and
WNBNay. So one more. Do one more.
All right, one more. All right. Yeah. What about the Kansas City Curtsies?
No, stop it right now. You just want to skip. You're the worst.
It'd be nay.
You're right. That's not real. But still, it's not fair that the women don't get cool, scary names.
Don't they pick their own names?
I guess.
That's what I'm saying. Someone picked them and liked them.
Somebody did. Liked them.
Some man high up in a building.
Stop it, whatever.
WNBA or WNBNay here on the Morning Bullpen. If you love country music and you've never been to the CMA Fest in Nashville, this is your chance to get a free trip to the CMA Fest this summer. Just go to thebullshouston.com. We have all the details there. Click on the button and you can sign up for your CMA Fest trip here from the Bull.
All right. I've got a moral conundrum. And I'm coming to both of you because you're my beacons of morality.
George is the angel on one side and Mo is the devil.
You're in trouble already. What's the problem?
Yeah, that's exactly right. George is my angel and you're my devil for sure.
What do you need?
Okay, so I almost got in a fight during my daughter Charlie's basketball game.
She's how old?
She's 8.
Okay.
So she's in like a...
You were fighting at an 8-year-old basketball game?
I was so close, George, because it's a non-competitive league. We need to state that right off the bat.
That means nothing.
Well, yes, the parents care. Yes. But the kids, it's about learning sportsmanship. It's about learning the fundamentals of the game. Charlie is not a hyper-athletic kid yet. Mm-hmm. So she just needs to build up her confidence. She needs to learn how to dribble, how to shoot.
How
just
to be part of a team.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Exactly. That's why me and my wife want to get our kids into sports. It's not because we think they're going to be great athletes. It's because the lessons that they learn in sports are so important to us. Now. That being said, keep that in mind when I tell you what happened. The girl that was guarding Charlie this weekend was so aggressive that Charlie had red marks all over her arm. So the girl, you're supposed to guard. When you guard in basketball, you open up wide, spread your arms and your legs wide and make like a wall, right? This girl wrapped her arms around Charlie.
It was like hitting on her and stuff?
Yeah, and like banging on her so Charlie couldn't get around her.
Wow.
And she would hit her, she would slap her, she would throat punch her.
Wait, the ref never said anything?
Never said anything.
And the coach?
And the coach didn't say anything?
Even Charlie's coach?
I eventually was the one who said something, and this is where the fight happened. Because eventually, it just got to be so much. My wife and I were fuming, and finally I go, "Hey, 41! Get your hands off her!" I yelled at a child.
An eight-year-old.
Yes, who was hurting my kid. I felt like I was well within my rights.
Okay.
If the ref's not going to call it, the coach isn't going to stop his player from doing it, I have to say something.
But do you, though?
I do, George. She's hurting my little girl.
This is where it winds up on a Dateline special about parents that got into a fight.
Almost did, George, because I was on my daughter's side. Mm-hmm. You know, the basketball court is separated into home and away.
Yeah, away, yeah.
And the guy next to me was obviously seated on the wrong side because I said, 41, get your hands off her! And he piped in right away, right next to me. Hey, she'll be all right. That's my girl.
Oh.
And I go, oh, that's your daughter, huh? And immediately we got in each other's face. I was saying,
no,
this is a non-competitive league. She should not be laying on my daughter. Look at her arms. Look at what she's doing to her. And we got into it.
Wow.
And my wife, who usually calms me down, was also barking at him right in his face.
Oh,
I want to see Kylie all fired up is what I want to see. So.
And so we started talking to Charlie afterward, and we go, that little girl is not playing right. That is not sportsmanship.
Right.
Please don't learn lessons from that.
Right.
It was me.
Yeah.
My wife goes, hey, listen, if the ref's not calling it, then just hit her. Hit her back. Yes. So what's the right thing to do? If the ref's not calling it, does that mean it's allowed?
Well, here's the thing that I'm always interested by in any basketball game is I would love to talk to like a referee.
Yes.
Like an actual referee.
Yes.
It's like, is it your job to do that? Do you
they have so much to watch out for.
Yeah, but do they get influenced? Like when people like Eric yell out on the court?
When
they
see
go,
me
you know
in the game.
I'm going to beat on that kid. if we have an actual ref that listens to the show, I'd love to talk to you right now. 713-881-5500. Because I'd love to know what kind of advice to give here in this situation, all right? Help Eric out. Help him be a better parent. Now on the Morning Bullpen. It's the Morning Bullpen, and we were just talking about how Eric made a fool of himself weekend with his daughter's, his 8-year-old daughter's basketball game. Just a quick recap on what happened, Eric.
The girl that was guarding my daughter during basketball, they're both 8 years old. She was being hyper-aggressive and hurting my daughter, so I ended up yelling at the little girl from the sidelines, and then her dad got involved, and we had words.
Mm-hmm.
My blood boils just talking about it, George.
So we wanted to get somebody who's an actual referee, somebody who's a professional at this.
Yes.
And we got somebody on the phone to talk to us this morning.
All right, Steve's on the phone, and Katie. Hey, Steve, you're a referee.
I was. I did it for a very long time, and I recently retired in part because of the Erics.
No, I knew it. What level were you reffing?
I only referee high school basketball. That was all I wanted to do because doing anything past that required a lot of travel, and I like being at home.
Okay, got it. So how do you think Eric handled the situation at an 8-year-old basketball game?
Well, what's my scale? If it's A, B, C, D, F,
yes.
I would give Eric a G. Because...
So yelling at little girls is frowned upon by the referees?
I think yelling at anyone during a sporting event is awful. Now, let's understand you're emotionally involved because it's your daughter.
Right, we, yeah, baby girl.
We as officials, we understand you're emotionally involved. To officials, it's just, you know, a team in red jerseys and a team in white jerseys. When I officiate, I'm not emotionally involved. I don't really care who wins. I just want to adjudicate the game based on the rules and my knowledge of how I've been taught to officiate.
Okay, but she was breaking the rules. The rules were being broken repeatedly.
I'll get to that in a second. First.
I can't wait.
It's my turn, Eric. It's my turn.
You are the official.
First, I'm going to tell you this, that there's a terrible, terrible problem with officials countrywide, right? Officials are leaving because there are too many Erics in the world.
I don't say that
to take a shot at you, but sportsmanship is really, really bad. And there's a lot of officials like, why do I do this for this amount of money? Why am I accepting this abuse? We expect that you will root for your team, right? You may not know this, but the kids hate it when the parents yell. They get embarrassed, right? Because they just want to play. They just want to play the game. So I would ask you to use your power for good and initiate some sportsmanship thing at your wonderful radio station and convince parents to leave officials alone. Now, to the point of, is it okay? First, it's never good to encourage bad behavior. Mm-hmm. I have higher expectations of you, Eric.
Well, I told my daughter, do not stoop to her level. But my wife said, if she's going to hit you and the ref is not going to call it, hit her back.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's encouraging, right? And when will your wife be in her car driving to wherever she needs to be today? I'll stay away from that road rage. There, like any profession, there is, you know, different levels of quality. Like a CPA, there's excellent CPAs, and then there are not very good CPAs. Yeah. And it's the same for officials. And here's what I'm going to say is that you are probably on that level. Charlie is how old? Eight?
Eight.
Seven? So, you know, you're not going to get the highest level of officials at that level.
Exactly.
I say that only because it's truth. Right? You're going to get entry level officials.
Yeah. He had his shirt untucked, Steve.
They may not understand something that someone of my tenure has been taught, which is, when is it a foul? And the thing I would encourage you to do is root for your daughter's team, of course, but don't encourage bad sportsmanlike behavior. And then go to the coach and say to the coach, here's my concern. Yeah. How do we prevent it? Let the coach deal with the officials and not during the contest.
Very well said.
All right.
Thank you, Steve.
We
appreciate you listening to the show.
To be fair, I didn't yell at the official. I just yelled at the 8-year-old girl. Is that better or worse?
I would just I'll just reinforce your grade from this story.
It's a G minus for great.
Steve, I have one final question for you. As a professional referee, what is the one thing that always can bring a technical foul from a player or a coach? If you're the referee, the one thing they can do that always brings a technical?
There's a big answer to that. But for me, it's when you call attention to yourself in a sport that is centered around a team. That to me will earn a technical foul.
Oh wow, that's more thought out than I thought.
So if a player dunks the ball and points at the player who tried to defend him, or looks at the crowd and encourages them to cheer, you call attention to yourself. To me, that's an automatic, because we have to teach our young men and women the value of education-based athletics, which is sportsmanship will always drive success of the sport.
All right. Steve, our professional referee out of Katy this morning. Thank you for being on the show. What did you think about what Eric did? What did you think about what Steve said? You can give us your feedback. 713-881-5500. It's the morning bullpen, George Moe, Eric with a K, and we've been talking this morning, kind of recap what's going on with this sportsmanship basketball debate with Eric.
Oh, well, Eric's daughter is 8 years old, and Eric yelled at another little girl during their basketball game.
He just said, get off my daughter. She was hurting her. She had red marks all up and down her arm.
So what's kind of interesting, we asked for a referee on this, and Steve, I think, told us a couple of things that, first of all, probably not the top level referees at an 8-year old basketball game.
We all know that, right?
Be better, Eric, I think was the message he was trying to get across there. Teach sportsmanship, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Christy is on the phone in Humble. Christy, what did you think about what Steve told Eric?
I 100% agree with him.
You think I'm a terrible parent?
I don't think you're a terrible parent. I used to be that parent. And it wasn't until somebody told me what you're teaching your kid is going to take them on for the rest of their life. So because something isn't going her way, are we going to throw a fit, or are we going to retaliate, or are we just going to keep pushing? Oh. If we look at the Caitlin Clark game where she played Holy Cross, and the dad, she's fussing because the ref isn't calling calls. Dad tells her stop, to basically stop.
You're right.
Play the game. Mm.
Yeah, he was the one that was like yelling at her during the game, saying, just play the game.
But
play
this is game, non-competitive. So. These little girls are just supposed to
I
be
don't
having
think
fun.
Sports are non-competitive.
Let's see. Let's go to line two, Mo.
Okay, Susan's on the phone in Spring. Hey, Susan, what do you think?
Good morning.
Oh, Susan.
Oh no. Is your phone there? Okay?
Can you hear me? I'm driving. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Yes. What do you think, Susan?
So I totally agree with Eric. I think that Steve probably does not have children and he doesn't understand, okay?
Yeah.
You do that to my kid and I'm fixing to call you out, especially if you've got marks on my child.
Exactly. I was just offending my little girl.
But what Steve said, if you'll remember, is talk to the coach or talk to the referee.
Don't yell at the kid,
I think is what he was trying to get to.
How about Samantha and Channelview? What do you think?
Hey, so from a player's point of view, because I was the player who had the parents doing that, there's nothing wrong with it. I'd rather my parents stand up and encourage me and to do things. It's not a bad thing because it is sports and it does happen. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's doing wrong to me, like when I played high school softball, we would get cleated by another team and the ref wouldn't say anything.
Oh.
So my dad and my coach told us, you know what? They're not calling it. Go do it back. Oh. And when I tell you we won the game, we won the game.
Oh, but that's horrible.
And you still have that in your voice.
You learned that as a child, and you're still talking about it this day. Like, I just saw you run someone off the road.
Yeah.
You know? They laid a foundation. That's not
the lesson we're trying to teach here. Christian, good morning. What do you think about Eric?
Good morning. Hey, my first problem is, why are we putting children into non-competitive sports? All sports should be competitive.
All sports is competitive.
That's the point, right?
Yeah, there's like put her in a real league and then teach her to get around the foul, and then point out the foul. But also, I'm with your wife. Teach her how to foul bad.
Okay. All right. This is not going the way that I thought.
This is exactly what you thought it would happen. Let's be real.
Let's be good people. Let's go to line five.
That would be Samantha in Willis. Hey, Samantha, what do you think?
Hey, okay, first of all, I've heard all the comments. I'm cracking up here. I have raised five daughters.
Yes.
My youngest two have gotten Iron Women trophies in school.
Whoa.
But when they were little, yes, they are very competitive in everything. But when they were little and they were learning fundamentals, the only thing I don't agree with Eric on, the only thing, is yelling at the child instead of the ref. Hey, ref, she's fouling my daughter, 41 fouling. You need to pay attention. Or, you know, at the coach, hey, are you going to do something? You know, because if we allow it to continue, then that is the lessons we are teaching. We're teaching number 41 that it's okay to do that because nobody's catching her.
Exactly.
And it's telling your daughter that she has to accept that or to do it back.
Okay.
And those should not be her only options.
Samantha, to in my defense, though, I am 5'5". The 8-year-old girl was the only one I was taller than in this scenario. So it was the only one I could yell at confidently.
I am 5'4". I am Italian and Irish. I am a United States Army veteran.
Wow.
My husband is a disabled United States Army veteran. And I have 5 daughters. And I don't care if you're 8 foot tall. If you're teaching your daughter to hurt my daughter, you need to meet me in the parking lot instead of the kids on the
Samantha has all of it.
I am not going to be part of encouraging people to meet in the parking lot. We're talking about 8-year-old sports here. We're trying to teach sportsmanship, y'all. Come on now. It's the Morning Bullpen. George Mo and that troublemaker Eric with a K here on the Morning Bullpen.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, and Eric with a K. And you know what time it is. It's time to have a little fun this morning. 10-minute tune time here on the Morning Bullpen. This is where Eric has to take your suggestion. He writes a song about it if he likes it, and then he'll come back and perform it within 10 minutes. That's why we call it the 10-minute tune. But here's the thing. We got to start with your suggestions this morning.
Lauren's on the phone in Spring. Hey, Miss Lauren, what do you want Eric to sing about?
I think I'm a senior. I'm leaving for college next year. I think you should sing about how I'm not really getting in trouble anymore with my parents because they're sad I'm leaving. Aww. And we'll be places. And my mom just randomly starts crying in public. Aww. Because she realizes I'm not going to be there next year at this time.
Oh, cute. What's your plan next year?
I'm going to Baylor University.
Very nice. Oh, congratulations. Wow, very cool. They're very proud of you.
You leave your parents alone, by the way. You leave them alone.
She'll just bust out like, this is the last time we'll go to Bucky's together.
We'll be in public. And she's like, this is the last time we're going to be here. You won't be here this time next year. I'm like, oh my goodness.
I love it so
much.
All
right, it's kind of funny.
It is so sweet. Enjoy college. You're going to have the time of your life,
sister.
Yeah,
it'll be fun, so.
Yes.
All right, thank you. We're going to write this one down. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Let's see what Enzo in Spring wants me to sing about. Hey, Enzo.
Hey, good morning, and very great job, guys. I want to talk about people driving FaceTime and have the dog in the her lap. So the dog sticking out the freaking head. I love dogs. Okay? I love dogs.
Okay.
But damn, guys, please, now it's no more driving. It's driving FaceTime and have the dog sticking out the head and look like the owner wanna sticking out the head too. Come on, please. I mean, do something, Eric. Do something, please. Stop this.
And I love
right now. We got to come back to this one. This one down. All right. Thank you, Enzo.
He's right.
Okay.
He's right. Dogs right. in the car.
We just did a traffic song yesterday.
That's the only thing, Enzo. Just yesterday did a traffic song. So 713-881-5500. What do you think we should sing about?
Kaylee's on the phone in Seabrook. Hey, Kaylee, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Hi, Kaylee. I want you to sing about all the different flavors of ramen.
Ooh, all right. You're talking about those very inexpensive noodles that come in a package, tightly packed, right?
Yeah.
All right. Which one's your favorite?
The chicken flavor.
Me too.
Wait, don't really? You have to be in college to eat ramen?
No, it's all the rage right now with the kids, George.
Oh, ramen is a rage?
Yes.
Oh, big time. Kaylee, how old are you?
I'm 10.
10 years old. Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Ramen, so you would like him to sing about all the different flavors?
All different flavors and types of ramen.
Okay. What's your process? How do you make yours?
I boil water. I put the ramen in the water.
On the stove?
Yeah.
Wow, you're rich. I do it in the microwave, Kaylee.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an option. And do you use the whole package of sodium? I mean seasoning?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Full package, girl.
Okay.
Well, my blood pressure just went up hearing her say that. Yeah.
I'm going to blow your mind in two ways. You can actually use two packets.
No.
Whoa.
Put vegetables in it, Darren.
You want extra flavor. And Kaylee, get this. There's full restaurants dedicated to ramen. You should visit one.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I guess we're going to choose you today, Kaylee.
It's a culture, George.
Evidently it is. We're going to put 10 minutes on the clock. We'll find out what Eric can do with the ramen song. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's coming up next here on The Bull.
Okay.
Time to have a little fun and find out what Eric has created with our 10-minute tune today. It works its way. You call, you make a suggestion, and if he likes that suggestion, he'll write a song about it. And today, evidently a sensation that is sweeping the nation that I missed out on.
They have merch, George. They have trending materials. Just ask Kaylee. She wanted us to sing about what?
Hey, Kaylee. All the different flavors of ramen.
All the different flavors of ramen. Okay, again, I thought that was just a college thing. But
that's what I learned about it.
Yeah.
The kids are into it.
Out of touch here. So, Eric, who is a ramen fanatic.
I am, actually.
I know you are.
Yeah,
I mean that seriously. So, this was right up your alley.
Right up my alley. Me and the kids, we eat ramen all the time. So, I wanted to do it. I wanted to make sure it was about the instant ramen, though.
Okay.
This is
not
specific.
The bougie kind?
Yes, okay. Not the fancy kind. This is the kind that you get in the tightly packed little bag and you put the seasoning in.
Okay, in the style of?
Oops, I did it again.
All right, here we go. 10-minute tune today on The Bull.
I'm feeling hungry, but I'm broke AF. What costs a dime? Oh, ramen, boil the water, and then that brown cancer-causing mystery stuff, mix it right in. I like shrimp before chicken, veggie pork, chili, and roast beef. Oh, noodle soup, I'm eating ramen. Terrible for my heart. Too much sodium. Unhealthy, healthy soup. It's just like a drug. I can't get enough. Ramen, it's instant.
Noodle soup. Very, very well done, sir.
Thank you.
Brittany, huh?
Brittany.
You should have seen the dance moves that went with that.
choreography.
Can you share that with a ramen lover that you know? You can get it on our podcast. Just go to themorningbullpen.com and you can subscribe there and never miss one of our 10-minute tunes here from The Bull. It's The Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, and Eric with a K. We're coming up in just about 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen, actually about 15. It's time to talk about good news. We call it the 810 Amen. You have some good news to share with us. You can call us 713-881-5500 and share your good news.
Eric, I blame you 50% for my impending divorce.
What? What are you talking about? Is it because you're in love with me?
Absolutely not.
I was going to say, I don't think that's the reason.
It's because of the auction website that you told me about.
No. No, no,
wait
no,
minute,
no.
Wait a minute. I haven't been let in on this. What is this?
No, George. I'm not telling you, George.
You don't want to know about it. Because
why?
It is addicting, and I am a winner. That's all I have to say.
You're a winner?
Yeah, I got green pants.
You got dream pants?
Green.
Oh, green pants. I
pants.
Thought you said I got
no,
dream
pants. Pants, George. Cooking pants. Pants.
Oh, I thought you said pants too.
I got green pants. I thought she said I have dream pants. So
I got green pants.
Okay, so George, let me tell you, it's this place called Nellis Auctions.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know you were going
to
say it.
This is not an ad.
No, and I didn't want other people to know because now I'm going to have to fight with other people.
They all know. Did you go pick them up yet?
Well, no, I sent someone to do it for me.
Okay, good, because you'll realize.
Is it like a local place?
Yeah, yes. So that's the thing, is you'll realize everybody knows about it already because the line to pick up at Nellis Auctions is just around the block.
Okay.
It's this place. It's kind of close to where I live. It's very close to where I live, actually. And it's an auction site, kind of like eBay, George.
Are they
but
returns?
It's all local pickup.
Is it like things from Amazon that have been returned?
I was going to say, yeah. I think I've heard about places like this where you buy just like lots, like a big lot, a big box.
No,
of
no,
stuff
no. These are
like,
individual things.
No, no, no. That's what the auction house does.
Oh,
and they
okay.
break it up,
yes.
and then they offer it up. I see, because
sure do.
I've had people talk to me about, hey, would you like to do some auction house auctioneering? And I'm like, I'm not really an auction.
Wait, George, you think I get a friends and family discount if you
maybe,
worked there?
Maybe. Ooh, I don't know.
Maybe you should.
So you got
so
green
addicting.
Pants.
Green pans, which is a brand name. You know, they're like organic. You know how pans like get scratchy and then you eat the Teflon and you die?
Yeah.
These are not those kind of pans. And they're like $600,
yeah, they're
right?
Fancy.
Fancy. So I just looked it up on the auction site and they had some. And so I was watching it like a psycho, seeing other people bidding. And then it gets down to 30 seconds, George, and you're like frantic, like you're shaking. You're like, oh my gosh, one more dollar. I got it. I won.
Wow.
Yes, I did.
Wow. Is this
good
your
job?
First item?
It was my first purchase. It was $123. So I don't know percentage off. That's more than 50% off.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's all I know.
Way more,
and
yeah.
I got a deal, and girl math tells me that I'm winning, but my husband wants to murder me. I was, you know,
yeah.
You scroll on your phone like mindlessly, but you find things you definitely don't need.
Yes. That's what my wife does every day. And she'll be like, hey, I got some LED string lights that are controlled by your phone. And I'm like, what? For where? For what? She goes, I don't know. They were on Nellis Auctions.
Yes.
I happened to win. She just bids on everything.
Only a dollar and I got him, baby. Be so proud of me.
Okay, all right, what's the weirdest thing you've ever gotten besides the LED lights?
That's
in
the
your
weirdness,
mind?
George. That's the weirdest. If you need any LED lights controlled by your phone. They're sitting in a closet right now.
It's so fun, so addicting, and I'm really sorry I told anyone about it.
Okay, yeah. I have to go to this.
You're going
to
love it. You love a deal, George.
No, stay away.
Yes,
I do love a deal, so yeah.
No, it's awful.
So I got to get back to scrolling, so if we could play a song, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, my son is listening to this right now in the car, in a car seat bought at Nellis Auctions.
That's what I'm telling you. It's so good.
Do you do the auction sites? Let us know now on the Morning Bullpen. All right, are you a victim? I mean, a believer in the auction sites?
So I am. So I'm going to give her another one. It's called CT Bids.
No, crap.
And everything starts at a dollar. And you can set your own limit. So if somebody outbids you, it automatically ups your bid so that you win.
So I don't have to, like, obsessively check on
Correct.
Things. Oh, girl, this is a disaster.
You're just adding to the problem. You're adding to the problem.
But I'm only buying things I need, right?
Strangest thing you've ever bought from the auction website. Go.
There's a few.
Yeah.
There's a few. She can't even decide.
I got a Jasmine outfit yesterday for my toddler.
On the auction site?
Yeah, it's new.
Hannah, thank you for the call, though, okay?
You're welcome. Have a good time.
All right, you all exercise some judgment on this thing, would you?
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Lauren is in Pearland, and she is going to take $100. I mean, she's going to try to take $100 from Mo on Mo Knows Country. Here's how you get it, Lauren.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Lauren, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah. It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here and we'll get you started.
Bye, Mo. You got to go.
Good luck, sister.
Thank you.
All right. Five country-related trivia questions, Lauren. And they start right now. Question number one. Talk about live like you were dying. This buff country star says his go-to cheat meal is collard greens and pork chops. Can you name him?
Oh, my goodness. This is so much harder. I'll just say Kenny Chesney.
Question number two. The video went viral. Did you see that Jelly Roll just got a new set of A, tires, B, dessert spoons, or C, teeth?
Teeth.
Question number three. 10 years ago, the Country Music Hall of Fame opened its $100 million remodel in what state?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Question number four. This may shake you up. I mean, he's had hundreds of hits, but this song was just named the best Luke Bryan song ever.
Shake It For Me, or Country Girl, whatever it's called.
Question number five. She was just named a billionaire, but just 14 years ago, it only cost $20 to see her play a concert at an Alabama high school. Can you name this superstar?
Oh, goodness, that's very hard. We'll just say Carrie Underwood.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against. It is a little tougher when you're on the radio live trying to answer these, isn't it?
It definitely is. In my car, I get them right all the time. But on the radio, it just doesn't come to your mind.
All right, well, you missed a couple when you were under the pressure. Three out of five.
I figured.
All right, Mo, let's see how you do. Question number one, talk about live like you were dying. This buff country star says his go-to cheat meal is collard greens and pork chops. Name him.
Live like you were dying is Tim McGraw.
It is Tim McGraw. That was the hint there.
That's a crappy cheat meal.
Not Kenny Chesney. So Mo's winning 1-0.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. The video went viral. Did you see that Jelly Roll just got a new set of A, tires, B, dessert spoons, or C, teeth?
No, it was teeth, and he was talking about how he's scared of going to the dentist.
Yes, he got a new set of teeth. That is correct.
Lauren got it right, so it's 2-1.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, the Country Music Hall of Fame reopened its $100 million remodel in what state?
I'm pretty sure it's Tennessee, Nashville.
It is Tennessee, okay. Yes. You all both were tentative, but you both got it right. Yeah,
sounded like a trick question, George. No.
3-2.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. This may shake you up. I mean, he's had hundreds of hits, but this song was just named the best Luke Bryan song ever.
Shake It, Country Girl, Shake It For Me.
That is correct. Oh. Yes, yes, yeah, that is.
That was a tough hint because it sounded like a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
Lauren got it right. Up.
Yeah, yeah.
4-3.
All right, and final question. Mm-hmm. She was just named a billionaire, but 14 years ago, it only cost $20 to see her play a concert at an Alabama high school. Can you name this superstar?
Oh, my gosh. Taylor Swift just reached billionaire status. Is that what you're talking about?
It's funny. You brought up Taylor Swift, and I was like, hang on to that answer. You're going to need it.
Also,
that is correct.
I thought these were country music questions.
Yeah. I said country related.
Lauren got that one wrong. She said Carrie Underwood. So Mo kept her money. 5-3 was the final score,
dang
Lauren.
It. So good.
You know what? You got it under your belt, though. And next time you get it through to play, you'll do better, right?
I don't watch the news or listen to anything other than you guys. So a lot of these I'm just figuring out off the top of my head.
I love it. Wow. I love it. Right. And George's clues are so good, though, you know? Like,
I think I'm being mocked. All right, Lauren, you know what you got to say.
Some days.
You know what you got to say to get out of here?
I am Lauren from Pearland, and Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to take $100 off of her. Tomorrow morning, 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.